Welcome back to FreightWaves Now, this carrier update, Donnie. I'm going to start by looking at seasonality, this time of the NTI, which it's moving in a kind of seasonal pattern, but it's just not, there's not a whole reason, a lot of reasons to think there's any strength right now.
So, well, there's three things I want to point out. Number one, we are in a seasonal pattern. Mm-hmm. Number two, it's definitely up, you know, a whole lot lower. And when we finish up, we may be at, you know,
I mean, we could be over a dollar lower than where we were in 2021.
But I want to keep in mind, guys, this every lane is not $2.31 a mile. Correct. We've taken a group of lanes, a very large number of major lanes that are traveled. We're taking this average. And the point of that average of that is seeing whether they're going up or going down. Mm-hmm. And the fact that it's 231 is almost meaningless. We want to see the ups and the downs.
Yeah.
But all these are those averages. And we can see from way back in 2021?
Yeah.
That here we end up at 356. And right now we're at 231. Just seeing that over a dollar gap is a show and tell of what's going on this year. But we saw where people asked, hey, are rates going down? The answer is yes. Mm-hmm. We've seen our NTI, it has dropped a little bit. Mm-hmm. But if you go back and look at previous years, we kind of see that right after the holiday here, where rates typically start to trend right back down. This one just a little bit, but more kind of solid here. And we're seeing it come down just a little bit right here for 2023. So what are we going to expect? They're probably going to flatten back out here and pick back up just a little bit. Not a lot.
So, I would say, yeah, by the end of the week, you need to start seeing rates kind of start to move up, right? Because you're talking... Friday's the 16th. So if you look at that, I mean, that's about 16th to the 18th, about when rates start moving up for the Christmas holiday.
But when we have a shipper controlled, those peaks are a little shorter. So it might be a few days later and that peak go up just a little bit and come down and the quote trough, I guess, be a little bit narrow.
Yeah, because right now when you look at, say, a lead time, I mean, you're talking 2.5 days. I mean, that's like nothing in history. It's extremely low.
If you want to, we can go back.
I just want to look at it and you can see it is trending lower. And the only reason it's gone up, I mean, when it goes up.
Holiday,
because you have.
They were under pressure.
Yeah, exactly.
Now we've
seen it continue to decline.
And we've swapped to lead times here, ladies and gentlemen. So we look at lead times now and we see them trending down. They're not having to book their freight any further out because they're not having capacity issues.
Exactly. And that kind of is where you were like, well, right now they can
October, we're higher than what we are now.
All that to say, why this is so low might be why you might not see rates start to move up until a little later because they're booking freight closer because they're able to put tenders out later in order and still get capacity without really.
Then there's going to be a flip flop. And that's like, hey, maybe this freight just got cleared early through customs and it's available. Hey, let's get it rushed. Let's get it here and try to get on the shelves for Christmas.
Yeah.
Some issues like that. Go to the next chart. So to go ahead and show you, you can pull lead times up here on a map as well and click on your market and you'll see what your lead time is. A very dark blue market, Rapid City here, 4.4 days. Compare.
I mean, you're talking.
Well, compare that 4.4 days to the national, 2.55. Mm-hmm. And that's what you should be doing, is every market compared to the national to see, well, if it's 4.4, they're in trouble.
Yeah,
they're exactly. Having some capacity issues. Rates might be pushing up. So, all right, so go back to seasonality here. Expect rates to trend down slightly a little bit.
For the next
push your rates back up. It's going to happen. Give it a few days, and hopefully by the end of the week, we'll start seeing upward pressure again. But you carriers have to keep that upward pressure before it starts to happen.
Absolutely. Well, Donnie, thank you so much for this update. We'll be sure to check in with you again a little later. Right now, we'll hand it back over to Kaylee and Anthony.